And we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples with you here this morning. We're chatting here with Todd Levin from Tuttle Creek State Park. He's a manager up there. And Ben Jelica, game warden with the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism. Now, weather's been pretty mild here this winter, but I know ice pops up from time to time up in Tuttle Creek. And Todd, what's the situation right now? I know you're getting some questions on that.
Yeah, we have gotten those questions, and virtually there's nothing to speak of because there is none except a little skiff, you know, on a few cold mornings or something like that. So, ice fishing this year is not going to happen at this point, but maybe unless it really turns off cold here shortly, we may have that. But as of right now, there's nothing going on there.
Do you ever have issues along the river there with ice jams? I know that sometimes common up in some of the smaller rivers.
Yeah, you know, I sure haven't since I've been here. I haven't known that to happen, but I'm aware of those situations. But my knowledge, we haven't had that happen.
Okay. Well, I think it's a good thing. I'd prefer not to have a lot of ice here, but obviously ice fishing is very popular, and you know, it's unfortunate for some of those who really like that. But
yes, absolutely.
Let's talk about some Hunter's Ed and reservations that you'll be doing here this month.
Yes, there is a class coming up here in March. I believe the dates are March 23rd, 27th, 31st. Those classes are held at the Green Valley Community Center. And yes, that's a Tuesday, and you do have to show up to all three sessions. I believe there's only 10 spots left for that class. So if you do want to be in that, you have to register here at the state park office. We have a book that we have to give you that you need to pick up and to do a little bit of homework on prior to that time. So that's coming up pretty quick. Some other Hunter Eds, I know you can do an online version where you go through a lot of the material and then you sign up for a field day. You can find those through the website of the ksoutdoors.com. And then, like I said, you do most of that work at home online, but you do have to sign up for a field day that you have to attend as well.
And is that limited because of COVID or anything as far as people who can come out to the in-person thing?
Some of them have taken a little smaller numbers on that. And for a while, a number of classes were canceled. So I would anticipate that those classes will be pretty in high demand. So don't wait till the last second or you may be left without finding one. All those field days do have a limit of people that they will take. So just sign up for one of those and hopefully you can find one.
Todd, you mentioned the Green Valley Community Center. I used to describe that. I'm going to reveal myself as a fossil, but it used to be, well, it's just north of Ramblers, the old Ramblers. That goes back some years. I guess Green Valley School or Green Valley Road is on your way to Wamego, so it's east of Manhattan. There's a main stoplight there, and I'm not sure if it's a Shell station or a Dairy's. Okay. But the Green Valley Community Center is just north there, about a block, city block, and on the west side of Green Valley Road. Well, Thursday night, there is a pub. Riley County Fishing Game Association meets on Thursday night, and the program is going to be Eli Sprinkle, and it's concerning changing the limit or the size limit on blue catfish at Tuttle Creek. So if you have any interest in that, Eli will be there. It's a matter of getting some public input. Right now, a blue catfish on Tuttle Creek Lake must be 35 inches before you can keep it. And the purpose of that is all in order to provide for reproduction. A blue catfish must be a certain size, a larger size. It takes several years before they're able to reproduce. And we have those that accomplish that goal, as I understand. And now there's time for change of that that high length limit. Eli will be talking about that Thursday evening, Green Valley School, 7 o'clock with Riley County Fish and Game Association.
All right, that's good information to have there, because I'm not sure a lot of folks are aware of the length limits always, and there will be public input on that, you said?
Yes, that's the purpose of him showing up, or the program that he'll be given is to collect public input into the changes that are about to go to the commission. By the way, the commission has met for a long time on Zoom, just like we're meeting today. The commission meetings, you can attend, and those go on. I'm sorry, I don't know the date of what's coming up. But anyway, you can attend virtually. And they start at 1:30 in the afternoon on a Thursday, and then 6:30 in the evening on a Thursday they reconvene. And that's when the regulations are discussed and passed. Just to give that information out, it's it may provide some interest, especially you look on the agenda ahead of time of what they're talking about. If you have an interest in fishing or hunting or boating, well, those issues and regulation changes go through that process, and it's open to the public, and it can be entertaining.
I'm sure that's true. Again, Ben Jelica and Todd Levin joining us here on In Focus. What about Todd? If I wanted to get a reservation for one of those cabins, can I still do that here in the month of February?
Yes, you can do that anytime, and you can do a cabin reservation a year in advance of the stay. So, you know, things are filling up during the winter. This time it's much slower and weather dependent. People hold off a little bit longer, but there is a little bit of availability, like on Memorial Day and July 4th and Labor Day. Also that same way with campsite reservations, only those have to be made in that same calendar year. And so far our Memorial Day utilities for down here are pretty full. We just opened a few more little sites that'd be available. So people could go on right now and snatch one of those up. Same for Labor Day. There's a little more availability on 4th of July. Up north in the Fancy Creek area, Randolph area, there's more availability up there for some reservations, but those calendars for those busy weekends are starting to fill up, so people should go online or come to the park office or give us a call, and we can get those made for you.
It's still news, Todd, that there's a shower building at Fancy Creek part of the park up there.
That is true. That area is becoming much more usable now with a shower building. We do have a dump station online there now, and some limited water yet, but you could at least fill up a holding tank. So lots of improvements going on up there, and we'll continue to be working on that for probably the next year at least for some stuff up there. But so definitely more usable.
Good stuff. Well, you know, you got Valentine's Day a couple weeks away, so I imagine maybe good date opportunity here if you want to take the loved one out to Tuttle Creek, and great opportunity to be outdoors and if it's not too cold.
Absolutely. That's always a good time and never too cold with the proper gear.
Yep. That's absolutely right. Well, guys, anything else before we let you go?
I would just mention we are starting to fill up our staffing requests and everything. So we do probably have a couple of availabilities for camp hosts, and that's where they have a camper here on site and they stay here at least part of the time. And do some jobs for us, either like mowing, cleaning, building, something like that. And so if anybody's interested in that, they should give me a call here at the State Park office at 539-7941. The trade for the campsite and their utilities and everything is the payment for what they do as their duties.
All right. Ben, any last words for you, Ben?
Well, now's the time to be ready. I'm looking forward to another crappie season. And if you need something to keep you busy. You got to get the fishing gear ready, which includes sharpening those hooks on those jigs. Sharpen your hooks now. Be ready for a crappie.
All right. Good advice there from Ben Jedlicka, Todd Lovin, our guests here this morning. Thanks, guys. We'll talk again next month.
Thank you.
That's going to wrap up our first segment. Manhattan Parks and Rec guests will be up next here on News Radio KMAN.